right into the Word tonight. And we appreciate what God is doing. And I love what I feel in the service tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Give your neighbor a really big smile. And tell him, I'm going to help the preacher tonight. And then look at him again and say, because he really needs it. Hallelujah. You're probably wonder why in the world we're starting so early. He must have a long sermon tonight. Hallelujah. If you're involved in the growth class, I don't believe we're having class tonight. They are. He is. Okay. He is having class. See, I told you I needed help. If you're involved in the growth class, you can be dismissed at this time. Meet Brother Cliff over in the Sunday school area. He's going to be filling in for Brother Hagedorn tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 14. Somebody asked me tonight, said, are you preaching? I said, well, we're going to try. He said, I'm not going to tell you who it was either. But he's over here somewhere. He looked at me and said, I'm not going to hold you long. I said, brother, what's that supposed to mean? He said, famous last word. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's read Matthew 14 and verse 22. We'll give it our best shot. Let's get a glass of water. If you're there, say amen. Matthew 14 and 22, the Bible said, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him, somebody say, and when the disciples saw him, hallelujah, walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. Verse 27, but straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid. In Isaiah chapter number 6, one more scripture if you don't mind. Isaiah chapter number 6, and verse number 1. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 6, and verse number 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord high and lifted up. Somebody say, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. Look at your neighbor and ask them this question. How do you see him? How do you see him? Hallelujah. God bless you. Why don't you give God praise tonight? Hallelujah. Let's pray for the word. Lord, we give you thanks tonight for your word. Move upon every heart, every soul in this house tonight. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Hallelujah. There's a song that's been going through my mind the last week or two, just thinking of God and who He is. And I'm not going to sing it, so don't get worried. I was humming a song before church tonight, and Amber said, "Dad, you're not going to try to sing, are you?" "No, don't worry." But the song is a very familiar song to all of us. And it's just this part of the chorus. And it's just really simple, but it says a lot. It just says, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see." There's a lot in that little chorus of song. You see, there was a time that I was lost. There was a time that I was on my way to hell. But His grace, the Bible said His grace is sufficient for me. Hallelujah. The rest of that chapter in Isaiah, or those verses after the first verse that we read tonight, the Bible said that after he saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up, he said above it, he's describing other things that he saw there. He said above it stood the seraphims, each of which had six wings, and twain he covered his face, and twain he covered his feet, and twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, "Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." And the post of the door moved, and the voice of him that cried in the house was filled with smoke. He was describing what he saw. Then said I, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." And then the next verse says, "Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a coal in his hand, and which he'd taken from the altar. And he laid it on my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged." Aren't you glad that one day he took your iniquity away? How do you see him tonight? How do you bring him into focus in your life tonight? Somebody say praise the Lord. Psalm chapter 34 and verse number 3, the Bible said, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." They sung it in the song tonight, magnify the Lord. John the Baptist said in the book of John chapter 3 and verse 30, said he must, speaking of Jesus, said he must increase, but I must decrease. Amen. When we talk about magnifying the Lord, it's really a simple concept to get a hold of. To magnify just simply means to enlarge, or to amplify, or to cause it to look bigger, or to, in respect of the things of God, to glorify, to increase the size of it. And as you know as well as I do, that you cannot increase God. God's as big as He's ever going to get. He's as powerful as He's ever going to get. He's all in all. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's all in all. Hallelujah. But in my life, there are times in my life when I'm going through situations and things in my life and things that you're going through in your life, that you need to pull out the magnifying glass and you need to make Him bigger than what He is in your life. Man, when the troubles of life come and they seem to cloud your mind and they seem to get in the way of you becoming what you really want and need to become in the kingdom of God, we need to be able to magnify Him bigger so that we can see Him for who He is. Amen. Look at your neighbor and ask him again, how do you see Him tonight? Hallelujah. When you look through a magnifying glass, It enlarges objects. It makes them bigger than what they are. When you look into a telescope and you're looking out through the skies and you're looking at the stars and whatever else you're trying to see out there, it allows you to be able to bring it in to focus and to see it better than you would be able to with the naked eye. And I know tonight that sometimes God seems like He's a long ways away. Amen. But I believe with all of my heart that if you magnify Him, if you make Him bigger than He is in your eyes, amen, that He'll become closer to you than He seems. Amen. One song said He's as close as the mention of His name. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. But who is Jesus? Who is this Jesus? Isaiah 9:6 said, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder." How many times have we quoted this in this church? "And his name shall be called Wonderful." Is he wonderful to you tonight? "His name shall be called Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." In the Song of Solomon, puts it like this. He said, "I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley." How do you see him tonight? Do you see him able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think? Do you see him in a way, hallelujah, that he'll do something great and mighty in your life? Or do you look at him and say, "God will never bless me. God will never do for me what I see him doing for somebody else." But I want you to know tonight that God is no respecter of persons. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. But I have found him to be, in the scripture, I have found him to be the chief cornerstone. I have found him to be the consuming fire. I have found him to be the holy God, the merciful God, an awesome God, our high priest, a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, a rock of offense to the unbeliever, but a shelter from the storm to them that believe. Do you know him tonight? How do you see him? How are you looking at him? With what eyes are you looking at him with? And Brother Sutton's been preaching here lately that he's a strong tower, a sure foundation, a very present help in trouble. Amen. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the author and finisher of our faith. He's the bread of life. He's the bright and morning star. He is Christ in you, the hope of glory. How do you see him tonight? He's Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, we've already said it, the Prince of Peace, the Faithful and True, the Great Shepherd, the Holy One of Israel. He's the Great I Am. He's the Emmanuel, God with us. How do you see him tonight? Hallelujah. He's the Jehovah. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's my Master. He's my Rock. He's my salvation. He's my Savior. He's my Redeemer tonight. He is everything that I could ever imagine him to be. Whatever I have need of, that's who he is tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. He's my strength and he's my comforter. How do you see him? How do I see him tonight? The Bible said that he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Do you believe that tonight? Have you seen him that way in your life, that he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother? I've had brothers let me down. I've had family let me down. I've had people that I thought were on my side let me down. But let me tell you something, I've never had Jesus to let me down. He's always been there for me. Amen. And when I can look at other things that have gone by the wayside, I can look at Jesus because he's still there. He's the pillar. He's the cornerstone. Hallelujah. And when the world turns its back on you, you can look around and Jesus will still be standing there. Do you believe that tonight? How do you see him tonight? I know this is simple, but how do you see him? How do you apply him into your life? When your friends let you down, what should you do? you should magnify the Lord. When your family forsakes you, you should magnify the Lord. When you're broke and you're busted, amen, and you don't have any money, how should you react? I believe that if you magnify the Lord, your problem won't seem as big. Magnify Him in everything. Give thanks. The Bible said in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And let me tell you something tonight. Have you ever wanted to know what the will of God was for your life? I have. Hallelujah. How many's ever wanted to know what the will of God is for your life? You ever wanted to know what God wanted you to do? I'm fixing to tell you. I'm gonna solve the riddle tonight. I'm going to tell you what the will of God is for your life. Amen. And it's it in a nutshell. He's getting ahead of me. See, he's getting ahead of me. My goodness gracious. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. The Bible said, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. Can you get any more plain than that tonight? This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Have you ever wondered what God wanted you to do? Have you ever wondered what kind of work He had for you to do? Let me tell you what it is tonight. It's in everything, give thanks. That means when you're broke, that means when you're sick, that means when you don't know where you're going, that means when everybody's turned against you, that means in everything, give thanks. When you lost, when you've lost it all, give thanks. How do you see Him? When life happens, when things happen in your life, how do you see Him? Andrew was talking to me the other day, and we were talking about something. I don't remember what it was now, but it was something that I came back with, that fatherly wisdom that I often do. And I said, son, it's just life. He was talking about something not being fair. And I said, son, that's just life. Sometimes life's not fair. I said, I tell you what. I said, when life gives you a lemon, what do you do? Well, I thought that's what he was going to say. But he looked at me, Sister Odie, he says, you eat it. Hallelujah. When life throws you a curveball, what are you going to do about it? You can eat it or make lemonade. But in everything, give thanks. How do you see him tonight? How do you see him tonight? David, in a very trying time in his life, he said, I will encourage myself in the Lord. He said, one thing I have desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. In Psalm 27:4, Brother Jeff, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Where is the tabernacle of God? Where is the temple of the Most High God? Amen. The Bible said that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. When your enemies come against you, the Bible said, rejoice in God. David said that I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Even when my enemies come against me, I'm going to rejoice. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And it simply meaning this, finally, or the bottom line is this, be strong in the Lord. Just the final word is just be strong in the Lord. One translation puts it like this, and I like the way it translates it like this, and it said this, and that about wraps it up. That's what it said. It said, finally, My brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And this translation said it like this. And that about wraps it up. God is strong and he wants you to be strong. Amen. Do you believe that tonight? Are you strong by yourself? No. He is strong. I'm weak in my flesh. But when I have him, I have it all tonight. Do you believe that? Hallelujah. I want to make him bigger. Hallelujah. I don't know if this is on the list there, Brother Jeff, but in Mark chapter number 5, and I want to read this to you. In Mark chapter number 5, and verse number 1, the Bible tells a story here when Jesus said, and when they came over the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes, and when he came out of the ship, immediately there met him a man of the tombs with an unclean spirit who had, as the Bible said, he said here, who had his dwelling in the tombs. He was a pretty peculiar fella. No man could bind him. And then verse 4 said, because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, no man could tame him. And in verse number 5, it said, and always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. But verse number 6 says, when he saw, somebody say, when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. I wonder in my mind what he was seeing when he saw Jesus get off that boat. I don't know what was going through his mind. I don't know what was going on, but somewhere something clicked, or he saw Jesus in a way that he had never seen anything else before. And the Bible said he ran to Jesus. He bowed and worshiped him. Amen. I believe that he saw his deliverance coming. I believe that he saw that he could be set free. If I could just get to him, if I could just see him for who he is, I believe that he'll set me free. Amen. For him to be able to have that decision-making process, to be able to worship God. And I know in the next verse that the devils took over and said, you know, what do we have to do with thee, thou son of God? But let me tell you something. Somewhere between verse 5 and verse 7, that man saw Jesus. That man saw that there could be a deliverance that could come into his life. And amen. And I believe it was all about what he saw and how he looked at it tonight. Do you believe that? Amen. Look at your neighbor again and ask him, how do you see Jesus? How do you see him? What do you see him doing? Hallelujah. I want his thoughts to be my thoughts. I want his desires to be my desires. I want his will to be my will. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. Mark chapter 8 and verse number 34, as Sister Lindsay, come back to the music and pray, singers, because I'm winding this thing down, unnamed brother over here. Hallelujah. And when he called the people unto him with his disciples, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. In Mark chapter 10, the Bible tells about a young ruler, a rich young ruler. And you know the story how that he asked Jesus how to get eternal life. And Jesus said, if you do all the commandments and all that. And he said, well, I've done all that. And he said, sell what you have and give to the poor and take up your cross and follow me. And the Bible said that he walked away. He walked away sorrowful because he had great riches. I don't think that he saw Jesus in a way that he really should have seen it. Hallelujah. But in Isaiah, when Isaiah said, I saw the Lord, he was high and lifted up. In John chapter 12 and verse number 32, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. I know he's speaking of his death and resurrection, but I believe we can apply that tonight, that if we lift him up, if we lift Jesus up, if we see him in a way, we begin to see him in a way that we've never seen him before, that we'll continue to see things like we saw here Sunday. Amen. A powerful move of the Holy Ghost. Those being baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And as you stand to your feet in Matthew chapter 14, when I read to you the story that the disciples were out in the boat and the storm began to come and they were afraid. And when they looked out, they saw something. They wasn't for sure what it was. And one of them looked out and said, I see a ghost, or it looks like a ghost. But they didn't really know who it was, or who he really was. But after Jesus presented himself and revealed himself to them, he said, be not afraid, be of good cheer, it is I. And even when he said that, they, Brother Joe, they still didn't really believe him, because Peter said, if it's really you, then bid me come. And then you know the rest of the story. I don't want to get into that. But when they saw him, at first they didn't know him. They didn't know who he was. They didn't understand what they were seeing. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something tonight. God is able, and I've already said this, but he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And it doesn't finish and it doesn't stop there. But the rest of that verse said, according to the power that worketh in us. How do you see him tonight? How do you vision the Lord tonight in your life? How do you see him? Let me tell you what I see. Now I'm going to preach. Let me tell you what I see. I see God doing miracles in your lives. I see God doing great and mighty things in this church. I see revival breaking forth like we've never seen it before. Hallelujah. I see a harvest of people like we've never seen before. When you look out into the Spirit, you can see what God is going to do. I want to be a part of what God is going to do. I want to be able to look and see him for who he is. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I want to see him for who he is. Hallelujah. I want to see him tonight. Why don't you lift your hands and love him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What are you looking at tonight? What are you seeing? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to see him. I want to see him. I want to see him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Why don't you just gather around tonight for just a few minutes? Amen. Hallelujah. I want to see him. I want to see him for what he's going to do, for what he's doing. Hallelujah. He's a holy God. He's a mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's a good God. Do you see Him answering prayer in your life? Do you see Him saving your children? Do you see Him saving your family? Do you see Him performing miracles in your life? Hallelujah. What do you see Him doing for you? You say, well, He's not done it yet. But how are you looking at Him? Hallelujah. Amen. I want to believe that He'll do it. I want to believe that He'll do it. I want to look for Him to do it. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. I believe in Him tonight. I believe in what He's doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you say yes to the Lord? Hallelujah. What are you calling tonight? Hallelujah. Do you call Him healer? Has He been good to you tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Lay your hand on that one beside you and pray with them tonight. Amen. Encourage them in the Holy Ghost. God will do what He said He'll do. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is He Redeemer? Is He Savior? Is he the God, hallelujah, that saves? The Bible said He'll save from the uttermost. Hallelujah. I believe it tonight. I believe it tonight. Nobody is too hard. No sin is too bad. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I give Him praise. I give Him praise. I give Him praise. I give Him praise. Hallelujah. Let's just linger in the Lord a few moments tonight. Hallelujah. Lift Him up. Lift Him up. Lift Him up. Lift Him up. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He is a good God. He is a good God. He is a good God. Just spend a few minutes and lift Him up tonight. Amen. Let's look at Him through the eyes of faith. Let's look at Him through the eyes of belief. Hallelujah. That He'll do what He said He'll do. Hallelujah. He's been good to us. He's been good to us. Hallelujah. 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 He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mighty God. Hallelujah. I want you to turn to somebody, and I want you to give them a good word tonight. Amen. Tell them something good. Hallelujah. Encourage them in the Holy Ghost. I know you can do it tonight. Tell them what God is doing in your life. Tell them what God's going to do in their life. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.